Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, it came to pass that Yahweh spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage, for to this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed, for Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you food, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your God gives you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh spoke Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded you, saying, Yahweh your God has given you rest and has given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan, but you shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Until Yahweh has given your brethren rest, as he has given you, and they also have possessed the land which Yahweh your God gives them, then you shall return to the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses, Yahweh's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that you command us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. According as we listen to Moses in all things, so will we listen to you. Only Yahweh your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever he is that does rebel against your commandment, and will not listen to your words in all that you command him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Joshua chapter 2. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that have come to you, which have entered into your house, for they have come to search out all the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them, and said thus, There came men to me, but I knew not from where they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went I know not. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to the Jordan, to the fords, and as soon as they which pursued after them had gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up to them upon the roof, and she said to the men, I know that Yahweh has given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you, for Yahweh your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore, I pray you, swear to me by Yahweh, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours if you utter not this our business. And it shall be when Yahweh has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said to them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers have returned, and afterward may you go your way. And the men said to her, We will be blameless of this, your oath which you have made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which you did let us down by, and you shall bring your father and your mother and your brothers and all your father's household home to you. And it shall be that whoever shall go out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever shall be with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if you utter this our business, then we will be free from your oath which you have made us to swear. And she said, according to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went, and came to the mountain, and stayed there 3 days, until the pursuers had returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned, and descended from the mountain, and passed over, and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. And they said to Joshua, truly Yahweh has delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Joshua chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of Yahweh your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near to it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow Yahweh will do wonders among you. And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And Yahweh said to Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And you shall command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you have come to the brink of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of Yahweh your God. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over the Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they bore the ark, and as they that bore the ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bore the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for the Jordan overflows all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people had passed completely over the Jordan. Joshua chapter 4. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely passed over the Jordan, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command you them, saying, Take you away out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men, whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man, and Joshua said to them, Pass over before the ark of Yahweh your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean you by these stones? Then you shall answer them, that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, when it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel for ever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as Yahweh spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bore the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bore the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that Yahweh commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hurried and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely passed over, that the ark of Yahweh passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spoke to them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before Yahweh unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day Yahweh magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Command the priests that bore the ark of the testimony, that they come up out of the Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come you up out of the Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh had come up out of the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place, and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For Yahweh your God dried up the waters of the Jordan from before you until you had passed over, as Yahweh your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we had gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of Yahweh, that it is mighty, that you might fear Yahweh your God forever. Joshua chapter 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites which were on the side of the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites which were by the sea, heard that Yahweh had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we had passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. At that time Yahweh said to Joshua, Make you sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh, to whom Yahweh swore that he would not show them the land which Yahweh swore to their fathers, that he would give us, a land that flows with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they were done circumcising all the people, that they stayed in their places in the camp till they were whole. And Yahweh said to Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Therefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the next day after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the very same day. And the manna ceased on the next day after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, No, but as captain of the host of Yahweh have I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said to him, What said my Lord to his servant? And the captain of Yahweh's host said to Joshua, Loose your shoe from off your foot, for the place whereon you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was closely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And Yahweh said to Joshua, See, I have given into your hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valour. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shall you do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long trumpet blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh. And he said to the people, Pass on, and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of Yahweh. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken to the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before Yahweh, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall you shout. So the ark of Yahweh compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of Yahweh. And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the ark of Yahweh, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times, only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, Shout, for Yahweh has given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to Yahweh. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. When you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto Yahweh. They shall come into the treasury of Yahweh. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said to the two men that had spied out the country, Go into the harlot's house and bring out thereof the woman, and all that she has, as you swore to her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brothers and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them outside the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron, they put into the treasury of the house of Yahweh. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwells in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before Yahweh that rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So Yahweh was with Joshua, and his fame was spread throughout all the country. Joshua chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Avon on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and view the country." And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labour there, for they are but few." So there went up there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even to Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord Yahweh, why have you at all brought this people over the Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do to your great name?" And Yahweh said to Joshua, "Get you up. Why lie you thus upon your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and deceived also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, 'Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow.' For thus says Yahweh God of Israel, 'There is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which Yahweh takes shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which Yahweh shall take shall come by households, and the household which Yahweh shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of Yahweh, and because he has worked folly in Israel." So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he bought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he bought the family of the Zarhites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he bought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give, I pray you, glory to Yahweh God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Hide it not from me." And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against Yahweh God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hidden in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them to Joshua, and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before Yahweh. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? Yahweh shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Joshua chapter 8. And Yahweh said to Joshua, Fear not, neither be you dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai and his people, and his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and her king as you did to Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall you take for a prey to yourselves. Lay you an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valour, and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, you shall lie in wait against the city. Even behind the city, go not very far from the city, but be you all ready. And I and all the people that are with me will approach to the city, and it shall come to pass, when they come out against us, as at the first, that we will flee before them. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city, for they will say, They flee before us as at the first, therefore we will flee before them. Then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for Yahweh your God will deliver it into your hand. And it shall be, when you have taken the city, that you shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of Yahweh shall you do. See, I have commanded you. Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush, and stayed between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and numbered the people, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh, and came before the city, and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men, and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hurried and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed before the plain, but he knew not that there were liers in ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them, and fled by the way of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them, and they pursued after Joshua, and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel, and they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And Yahweh said to Joshua, Stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city, and took it, and hurried, and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way, and the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the others came out of the city against them, so they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side, and they smote them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass, when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness wherein they chased them, and when they had all fallen on the edge of the sword, until they were consumed, that all the Israelites returned to Ai, and smote it with the edge of the sword. And so it was, that all that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. For Joshua drew not his hand back with which he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey to themselves, according to the word of Yahweh which he commanded Joshua. And Joshua burnt Ai and made it a heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. And the king of Ai he hanged on a tree until evening, and as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remains unto this day. Then Joshua built an altar unto Yahweh God of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man has lifted up any iron. And they offered thereon burnt offerings unto Yahweh, and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote thereupon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel, and their elders, and officers, and their judges, stood on this side of the ark, and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, as well the stranger as he that was born among them. Half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of Yahweh had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were living among them.